Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
August 19, 1805. The Shoshone Indians. Upon rising early, Lewis notes that there is frost on the grass. After employing the men in preparing the baggage to be carried by the horses, he decides to go fishing. Today he writes a description of the Shoshone Indians.
The Shoshone Indians may be estimated at about 100 warriors and about three times that number of women and children. They have more children among them than I expected to have seen among people who procure subsistence with such difficulty. There are but few very old persons, nor did it appear to treat those with much tenderness or respect. The man is the sole proprietor of his wives and daughters, and can barter or dispose of either as he thinks proper. A plurality of wives is common among them, but these are not generally sisters, as with the Minnetarees and the Mandan, but are purchased of different fathers. The compensation given in such cases usually consists of horses or mules, which the father receives at the time of contract and converts to his own use. This morning Captain Clark continued his route with his party, the Indians accompanying him as yesterday. He was obliged to feed them. Nothing remarkable happened during the day. He was met by an Indian with two mules on this side of the dividing ridge at the foot of the mountains. The Indian had the politeness to offer Captain Clark one of his mules to ride as he was on foot, which he accepted and gave the fellow a waistcoat as a reward of his politeness. The Indians value their mules very highly. A good mule cannot be obtained for less than three and sometimes four horses, and the most indifferent are rated at two horses. Their mules generally are the finest I ever saw, without any comparison. Captain Meriwether Lewis, August 19, 1805.
Lewis inquired of the Indians about lues venereal, Latin for syphilis. According to the Shoshone Indians, they sometimes had it, but Lewis could not determine their remedy. Lewis thought that this was strong proof that these diseases were native disorders of America, as those Indians were isolated from the Europeans. The question of whether the disease originated in the Americas and spread to the Old World, or vice versa, or was native to both hemispheres, is still the subject of some debate. Monday, Dreyer loses his rifle.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Editorial assistance from Whit Hansen. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.